This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen wa sallillahumma ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahabatihi at-tayyibin at-tahirin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for every condition that we find ourselves in. We praise and thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our current condition, which is different to anything that we have ever experienced in our lives before. This does not mean that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forsaken us. Rather, tests is part of the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reminds us, أَشَدُّ النَّاسِ بَلَاءً الْأَنْبِيَا, that those who are tested the most by Allah were the prophets of Allah. Suhayb al-Rumi, and this hadith is found in the Musnad of Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he says, we were with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a gathering, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam started to laugh, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his companions, are you not going to ask me why I am laughing? And the companions asked, O Messenger of Allah, why are you laughing? Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, I was amazed at the life, at the affair of a believer. If something that he loves comes his way, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends something which he loves to him, he is grateful and he thanks Allah. He makes hamd. He praises Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And if something which he dislikes comes his way, he has patience. He displays sabr with what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent his way. Amazingly, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that is something exclusive to a believer, that is always good in whatever comes his way. It's important, dear brothers and sisters, for us to find the silver lining within the condition that we find ourselves today in. One of the pious predecessors who had so many challenges, he had leprosy, his hair stopped growing, he couldn't see, he couldn't use his feet and his hands, he was crippled. And he used to make this dua constantly to Allah and praise Allah, oh Allah, thanks to you and praises to you who has saved me, who has protected me from things you have not protected other people from. An individual who heard his praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asked him, why do you say this when you have been tested with leprosy, you have been tested with blindness, you have been tested with limbs that are incapable of doing things? What are you praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for? And this man responds, did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give me qalbun shakir wa lisanun dhakir? Did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala not give me a heart which is grateful and a tongue which remembers Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal? Dear brothers and sisters, it was the common practice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when somebody was ill, he would visit them. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once visited a Bedouin, as reported by Imam al-Bukhari in his Sahih. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went to visit this Bedouin while he was sick, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, La ba's tahur insha'Allah. No problem. This is a purification. This sickness, this challenge that you are facing, this is a form of purification from Allah, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And so the man, he responded to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by questioning the Prophet, Dhaka tahur? Are you saying that this is a purification? No. This is a fever that is boiling inside an old man and it will make him visit his qabr very soon. When the Prophet ﷺ heard this negative response from this man, the Prophet ﷺ said, فَنَعَمْ إِذَنْ. Yes, then it is just so. However you look at a condition, that is how it will play out in your life. So during this time of difficulty, let us remain positive. Let us remain connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember that COVID-19 or any other sickness or challenge is a creation of Allah, and within a blink of an eye, it can be removed by Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Let us be strong, let us be positive, and let us use this time fruitfully in drawing closer to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.